Blog Talk Radio.
Namaste. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam Lee.
All right, we are now live and on air. Sorry, I was running a wee bit behind, and actually trying to call in was the problem here today. So now I have called in, and we are on. We will be taking callers with questions on any topic in their life, as usual. And we will be doing one question per caller, one-part questions only, please. As I see, we already have a few callers in the queue. We will be taking our callers momentarily. As for our announcements for today, we are offering a good discounted rate for 15-minute readings for this month only, which are going to be for $5. After the end of this month, we will be taking away the cost of $5 for the 15-minute readings and bumping the cost back up to $10. In the time being, if you would like to have a private reading, you can visit howpsychic.com. We're going to go ahead and start taking callers now, and I'm going to go ahead and bring on my co-host here, Lolita, from the chat room. Hello, Lolita. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm at a gym using their internet because I totally forgot about the show.
Oh, my. Okay.
I know. Well, but I'm actually having a good day.
Cool.
My nephew, who is like 2.5 years old, my brother gets him every other weekend. So when I was at home for a whole week, you know, you could see the transition every month that I was going over there. And today, my brother goes to me that my nephew wanted to go pray when he got home.
Yes.
And he's only 2.5. Isn't that unbelievable?
Wow. Wow. That is so cool.
I was so shocked.
Nice.
He's like, I just want to do, he goes, I want to do JJ, which we, JJ means we put our hands over the fire, and I'm just like floored. I know that's like a little thing to a lot, but for me, that's like, he just made my night.
Awesome. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and start taking some callers here, and I see that we have Metamorphosis over in the chat room. So as usual, Metamorphosis, if you would like to chime in as a co-host, on the show as well, live, go ahead and call in and send Lolita your first three of your area code, as I tend to forget what the area code is. All right. Our first caller for today is going to be under the area code 619. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm great. My name is Brandy.
Okay, Brandy, nice to have you here. And what is your question for us, please?
I was curious when y'all could see a move coming my way.
Okay, let's see here. I do see a move coming your way. In fact, I believe you're going to be moving not to a place within the same state, but I'm seeing you moving out of state, not too far, but out of the state that you're in.
Oh, really?
Yes, and I'm feeling like this move may not happen quite as quickly as anticipated. I feel like there is going to be a slight delay with it, but it will be coming up pretty soon, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The delay I'm sensing is going to be by about 3 to 4 days from what I can tell.
3 to 4 days from now?
No, I'm saying the delay in the move. Like when the move is planned out, it will happen 3 to 4 days later than when it's planned for.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. I'm also sensing here that this move's going to be good because it's going to be related to a job opportunity, or more so a career opportunity, that's going to be extremely beneficial for you and really give you the leg up in your life that you've been needing for so long now.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Well, thank you.
Yeah, that's good.
Great. Well, thank you for calling in, and you have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, let's see here. Our next caller for today is under the area code 602. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi, Reverend Adam. It's Bea in Arizona.
Hey, Bea. How you doing?
Hey, is Pooja no longer on your show? I didn't hear you mention her today.
We're still having a little bit of difficulties trying to get Pooja to come on because of the scheduling, but we'll have it worked out at some point in the near future.
Oh, I have a question. Can you do it like a general reading, or do I have to ask a particular question?
We're only doing particular questions on the show.
All right, then tell me about my love life.
Okay, let's see here. All right, well, I am seeing something happening with your love life, and I'm feeling that in the next week and a half, you should see some more interest from an individual that's already been in your life. I'm feeling that by that time, this individual is going to be coming forward a little more and more willing to commit. And I believe you know which individual this is. I believe we've spoken about him before, and I even see him coming forward with what he owes you at that time.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I haven't had any contact with him at all since March.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I am seeing him coming forward still, and I'm getting the time period a week and a half.
All right, thank you. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, well, another wonderful caller here on Psychic Talk Radio. Our next caller is coming under the area code. Hold on one moment. Got to refresh the browser there for a minute. Next caller should be under the area code 704, bringing you on as soon as my browser refreshes, because now I am having a little bit of technical difficulty. Lolita, do you have any announcements for today?
No, I guess you made it just in the beginning of the show that it's $5, you guys, for the month of August. October for 15 minutes, so take advantage of that special. You can't, you know, really get that anywhere at this point. So it's $5 again for 15 minutes on www.howpsychic.com, and you can see all the other different packages that Pooja and Adam have to offer, and they're really good rates for any type of clearing work for Pooja and the tag team special that you have for the client.
Oh, yeah.
With which Adam and Pooja mm-hmm. works on you. So definitely take a look at the website and see which package fits for you and, you know, book it as soon as possible.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lolita, for the announcement. I am still refreshing the switchboard right now, and there we go. It looks like I have it. Our next caller for today is under the area code 704. And hello, caller. You should be live and on air.
Hello, Reverend. How are you?
Doing great. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Good. And may you state your name, please, and the question.
My name is Jamelle, and mm-hmm. my question is, what is it? Let me see. How can I say this? What is the best thing for me to do as far as the man that I am currently and legally married to and a
mm-hmm.
man who I was once in a relationship with from my past who I just recently found on Facebook?
Uh-huh. You know, normally I do not tell someone to leave the current marriage that they are in. In your case, I feel that it has reached a dead end and a road less traveled by others. I feel that there's been some abuse even from your partner in the marriage, and from your husband. And I feel that, truthfully, your husband has become very controlling, manipulative, innocent, as well as very pulled back and quiet sometimes, a little too quiet for comfort. I feel that the best thing in your situation to do is, one, I would suggest if you're going to end the marriage, end it first, and then explore things with the other individual, as I do feel like the other individual did have their problems in the past. I feel that they have made the improvements in themselves, as well as the improvements within you that you needed to make, that you have made. I feel that that one is coming around, because that is your next, you know, your next set of how your life is going to go.
Oh, okay. So the person from my past is,
mm-hmm.
you're saying it's something good?
Yeah, I'm sensing something good. The person from the past, he seemed to have a lot of problems before, never really ready to commit. But I do feel that he has overcome his fear. He has made improvements with himself and has become a much stabler individual. And I feel that the relationship that you've had with him in the past was meant to be to a degree, but he was not ready for it. And I feel while the marriage you were in currently was also meant to be in a sense, but it was only meant to go so far because you both were meant to be in each other's lives in order to learn from each other and to heal from one another. And your husband has not necessarily done that.
Can I also intervene?
Yes.
Was your name Janelle, you said?
Yeah, Janelle.
Hi, Janelle. I'm going to add to what Adam says. Whatever he's saying, this is true. My only suggestion to you is really, also when you're making that transitioning, you're in the marriage. I'm going to talk to you on a realistic level here. When you're in the marriage,
mm-hmm.
and there's another person coming in your way, I totally believe in detoxing. I really think that there's a package that Adam has that is for a month, and you do spiritual counseling for a month. I'm not saying the grass is greener on the other side. We don't know. But it really, really falls on your plate and what you know, where you really want to go. And I say, while you're going through that transitioning, I say take time out for yourself and see where you're really at in life. We all can jump from here into the next person, and the next person may be good. But, you know, work out things that are present, solve them,
mm-hmm.
you know, resolve a lot of things in your life before you do go on to the next person. Because at the end of the day, you can dictate if that person is going to be here or not. No matter if Adam says that he is the love of your life, you can actually make or break any relationship. People
mm-hmm.
don't really understand that. So my suggestion on a realistic level is to really find a great mentor that can really help you with karmic healing, some spiritual cleansing, and really face your truth before you continue on. Because it takes one person's ego to really sit in a room and really face everything that they need to kind of change about themselves, what they've learned. A lot of people can't do that. A lot of people really can't do that. My suggestion is to really, before you go anywhere, is to really find a good mentor, whether it be Adam or anybody, even Metamorphosis, whether it be any of these two. I say really take time out for yourself. Does that kind of make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
you know? A lot of women sometimes think, okay, I'm my mentor, by the way, okay? I had to work on myself for 4 months. I had to face my stuff. I have to face everything, all my flaws. I had family issues because I want the best person attracted in my life, you know, spiritually, karmically, you know, mentally, physically, emotionally. Well, that starts with me. And if I am not that way, guess what? I am going to repeat in the next pattern. Doesn't matter how much the person loves you, how much money they have, but at the end of the day, you dictate your relationships. And honestly, again, Adam's been a great mentor to me. And at the end of the day, you have to find that person that you find comfortable with. But I suggest you take time out for yourself, leave that question behind now, and really work on yourself since that's coming up.
Okay. Great suggestion, Lolita. And what I do have to ask here, Janelle, I have a appointment with you tomorrow, don't I?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Just confirming it was you.
All right. Okay.
Wonderful. Well, what we're going to do here is we're going to go ahead and move on to our next caller, but I want to thank you for calling in, and hopefully we can have a great read tomorrow.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, Janelle. Blessings.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that was awesome.
All right. Well, thank you, Lolita, and I really feel that you've made some really good, valid points, and taking time for herself would be another suggestion of mine, so that way she's able to determine what it is that she necessarily wants herself. Regardless of how good I might feel the person from her past is now, she does need to take time and think for herself. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's really amazing when you take off layers and layers, and you really feel free. You're not. Sometimes when you're free, the other person's not free. It's a whole different ball game. You know what I mean? You're on a whole different level when you actually resolve a lot of truth. Okay. By the way, Matt is on the 215. So can we join him in?
All right. Hello, Matt. How are you doing today?
How are you, Adam? How are you, Lolita?
Hi.
Going great.
Hi.
Yes.
Thank you.
Doing wonderful.
I'm having some computer issues today, so I keep getting bumped off a little bit, but I'm here now.
Meta, you got to call us and talk to us about you putting you on the website, Meta.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well,
I want
that
you
would
to give
great.
Me a
Thank
call
you.
After the show, too. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All
wonderful.
Right. Cool.
All right, man. Well, I'm going to let you have the next one, and I'm going to ring them in here. They're under the area code 562. And hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi, Adam.
Hello. How you doing today?
I'm okay, and I'm actually calling to give you validation.
Okay.
I received a reading from you on Monday. And in the reading, you told me that I was going through a court case and I had been stuck for a while, but that I would be hearing from them really soon and it would speed up.
Yes.
Well, on Wednesday, I heard from the DA.
Ah!
And that was amazing. So I just wanted to call and say thank you, and you were right, and I wanted your listeners to, you know, listen, I mean, to know how great you are. So I just thank you very much.
Would you like to hear what Metamorphosis has for you?
Sure.
All right, Metamorphosis, you're on.
Hi, can you hear me? I'm not sure if you can hear me.
Yes, I can.
Yes, okay. I'm sorry, is your name Valerie?
No, Diane.
Oh, Diane, I'm sorry. Let me just write that down. Diane. Okay, Diane, I'm going to turn a couple of cards for you and see what comes up.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Well, Diane, the cards that's coming up is, you know, they're actually pretty good. The first card is Judgment, and what it's saying is, Diane, that it's really important for you to be very, very careful about what you say and who you say it to, because a lot of people are listening, and maybe they turn around some of the things that you're saying to suit their own needs. So be aware of who you talk to and what exactly you do say to people. You know, people are listening to everything that you have to say. Also, the Knight of Swords, which is the card that is, what it's saying is that although there has been a lot of turmoil around you and there has been a lot of challenges around you, you are going forward. Things are going to stay on your path. things are going to work out for you in your favor. And next to that card is Pentacles. And the Four of Pentacles is a card concerning finances and money. It seems that money will be coming your way, and I don't know, I mean, I don't know about the court case if it involves any kind of financial issues, but it looks like money may be coming your way. But the other thing is, don't let the money stand in the way of who you really are as an individual. We all need money, and money is important, and when it's okay to ask for that abundance, but don't allow it to hold you back. Also, Diane, I'm seeing in your reading, something with a male energy. Now, I don't know if you have any issues going on with a male energy around you, but that's something that you may want to be aware of.
Okay, when you see be aware of now, what do you mean by that?
Well, it seems to be like there's on the male energy side of you, according to the card, there may be either a someone that you're involved with or someone that you're trying to get away from, but it's dark. And when I see the darkness, it means that there can be some issues of deception or someone that's not totally being honest with you. And it could be a relationship, it could be a family member, but it is a definite male that may be around you. So just be aware of that. And that goes back to what I said originally about the first card. Be careful who you talk to. Be careful who you share certain things with, because if they're not really on your side, let's put it that way, it can come back to haunt you. If
got
that
it.
Makes any sense.
It does.
I have a feeling, Diane, that the male energy he may be picking up on is in relation to the court. Ooh, excuse me, to the court case.
Got it. Okay.
So just like he's saying, Metamorphosis is a great psychic and spiritual counselor as well. I really feel that you need to be careful, okay, and just make sure that you keep yourself balanced and recognize the kind of individual that you're talking to whenever you're talking to anyone. I know that we've spoken, and I sense that you're able to see people's energy, good or bad, very clearly sometimes, and that gift within inside of you is going to be growing, okay? So I know that right now you need to try and implement that gift, as he's stating, so you can see who's good, who's bad, and even then be cautious about what you're saying and who you're talking to in relation to the court case, okay?
Sounds great. Thanks.
I do have one question, Adam, if I may, for Diane.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Diane, are you comfortable with the people or the attorneys that are representing you in the legal case?
It's funny you should ask this, but actually this case is my son's case. It's really odd.
Okay.
Somehow it always comes up, but we've never met them.
Okay.
In person, but so far they have been on their toes.
Okay, well, I just something that's coming to me as I'm looking at your cards. Don't leave any stone unturned. Make sure that who's ever representing the case, and I don't know what the case is about, that's not important, but who's ever representing the case, just, do some homework. Make sure that, they're right for you, and whatever documents you have to sign, read them twice. Be careful on what you're signing. That's all I'm saying about what I'm feeling in the cards.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
And you're more than welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, another great caller here on Psychic Talk Radio, even with a confirmation. Wonderful. Thank you for that. All right, Lolita, Metamorphosis, you're still here, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'm still here.
Okay, wonderful. Any questions from the chat room?
I actually had to log out. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I did not know that. That's cool.
Yeah, actually,
all right, well,
I am due privately, so I'm sorry. You didn't get it.
No, I haven't. All right, well, what we're going to do then is we're going to go ahead and take our next caller who's under the area code 352. And hello,
hi, Adam.
Caller, you are live and on air. Hello, how you doing
hi.
Today?
I'm good, thank you very much.
Great.
Can you tell me, switch gears a little bit, and is there anything in the romantic love area coming up for
okay.
me?
Okay. May I have your name, please?
Catherine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Give me one moment, Catherine, and we shall find out what is going on. All right. I'm not really seeming to tap in right away to this one, so Metamorphosis, while I'm tapping in, if you get anything, go right ahead.
Sure. And the question was about romance?
Yes.
Okay, and what is the question you're asking? I mean, can you give me a specific question?
Will anyone be coming into my life soon?
Okay.
Well, not so soon, you know. Are you picking up on anyone?
Okay, I just turned three cards for you, and here's what I'm getting. Well, let's put that question aside. Are you involved in a new adventure or a new venture in business or because a business card came up about something that may be flourishing for you? Are you changing your job or are you doing something dealing in your business or whatever kind of work you do?
You know what? Yes and no. I have just gotten a little bit of a part-time sideline job that was offered to me because my money has been not good. And so it was offered
mm-hmm.
to me out of the blue. And so that was really cool because I needed it badly. And I would like it. I mean, if that can expand a little bit more, that would be great, you know. So,
well, what is,
yes,
what
it,
is,
it has.
It has expanded.
Mm-hmm, a little bit. A little bit
okay,
to help.
The reading that I'm getting here right now is basically what the cards are saying. It's really important for you to focus more on your career or job because finances, and you already said that, finances were a little tight, but it's really important for you to focus on your job and, you know, strengthening the foundation that you need to survive. That's really important.
Mm-hmm.
And that with regard to romance, it shows here that, well, the card says no. It's upside down. It says right now, no. There's nothing coming in your way. However, it shows here that there may have been someone who may have been of interest to you, maybe a friend or someone that you knew in the past or someone that you may be thinking of, but it's not really a good time for you to really get too much involved on the level of romance, only because it's very, very important for you to strengthen your own foundation. With regards to job and making money, it's really, really very important. Because if you get involved in a romance now, and like many romances, they have challenges, and there are things that you have to compromise in order to make a romance really flourish. And right now you have a lot on your own plate that you need to take care of personally. So that's what I'm getting in my reading. I hope that helps you a little bit.
It makes a lot of sense, yeah.
Yeah, was there someone that, you know, someone from your past or you're thinking about
mm-hmm.
as far as a romantic?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a good time. It's not a good time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Adam, were you able to, anything float out
of
the
Yeah, I was able to pick up on one thing. There are a couple of new people coming into your life for opportunity, mm-hmm. romantically speaking, and these people will seem to come in around the end of December, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you still have a little ways to go, and truthfully, Metamorphosis is right. Now is just
mm-hmm.
time to focus on, you know, yourself and to better your situations currently going on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good. That was cool because, you know, something before I even started talking to you, I was thinking, you know, I'm juggling. Do I want to know romance or do I want to know if the money's going to get any better? And you guys picked up both of them without even me having to bring it up. So, bravo.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Thank you for calling
you.
Okay. Thank you. You all have a good
night.
You
too. Bye-bye. All right. Well, it looks like we have dropped Lolita. So, Lolita, if you're still around, just call right back in. And we'll bring you back on air. Our next caller for today is under area code 562. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Hello, caller by area code 562. You are on air. And it looks like they dropped off. Okay. Well, anywho, you're listening to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam Lee, Metamorphosis Healing. And we had Lolita on with us for a short period of time today. And we're going to go ahead and take a quick break for a little bit, listening to some music from the CD we play here on Psychic Talk Radio. CD entitled Oneness by the artist Zarina can now be found at zarina1.com. That is T-Z-A-R-I-N-A-1.com. And, okay, well, hold on one moment. It looks like our 562 area code has now tried to call back in. Hello, you are on air.
I'm actually listening to the show.
Oh, okay. I'll just put you back on hold so you can listen. Thank you. All right. Well, we are going to go ahead and listen to Shriram, which is track one from the Oneness CD. Just as a note for anyone that would like to call into today's show, we have time for just two more callers, and you can call in using the call-in number at 619-789-6807. And if you'd like to be in the queue to be brought on air, you may need to push 1 after calling in. Once more, there is a $5 special for 15-minute reading that can be found on HousePsychic.com throughout the month of October. Metamorphosis, would you like to share your website with us?
I would. Thank you, Adam. My website is www.newhopeministers.com. And Yeah, and you can see all the different services that I offer on my website.
Awesome. All right. Well, it looks like we've slowed down for the evening, so we're going to go ahead and end the show a little bit early. And we're having a little bit of technical difficulties on my side, which is kind of another reason to. And we will see everyone once more next Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. As always, it is a pleasure to have you on the show, Metamorphosis, and I look forward to receiving a call from you in the near future.
Well, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on the show, and you have a great evening. Thank you.
Great. As always, we want to thank all of our callers and all of our listeners for calling in, for being dedicated to our show, as it is truly in thanks to you that our show is growing with each and every week we are on. Once more, namaste and good night.